The Word of God says, and forgive me if I lose my mule while I read this. It's going hard to control myself, be hard to control myself. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place. Whoso readeth, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as what was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that, if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not. For as the lightning cometh out of the east, and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other.
Thank you, Pastor Chad. How many got some goosebumps when you heard that? I want you to Boy, I'm excited. I feel like a little boy, little kid at a candy store right now. I'm excited. Now, I'm going to make some statements. I want you to stay with me. This won't be a one-week sermon, by the way. Probably 2 or 3 weeks, because I want to do it right. When you study the Gospels, you need to study them in the context in which they were written. If you do not, you're messed up. Let me say it again. You'll mess up. So let me give you the context. When Matthew wrote the book of Matthew, he pictured Jesus Christ as king. I want all you to know this evening, he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. When Mark penned his letter, he pictured Jesus Christ as servant. Read the book of Mark. There's not a lot of parables. Mostly action. The action of the servant, the Messiah, who came in this world to die for you. When you study the book of Luke, you're studying it from mankind. He was called the Son of Man. Then you travel to the Gospel of John, and you find out he's talking about the Son of God. If you take any of this out of context, you are going to get messed up in your eschatology. Are you hearing me? Matthew's gospel, God is talking to the Jew. Let me say it again. I don't think you got it. Matthew's gospel, he's talking to the Jew. Matthew 24, the whole context of Matthew 24 is the Jew. In those 31 verses that just read, that has nothing to do with the church. If you put the church there and replace Israel with the church and have replacement theology, then you'll mess up every bit of your eschatology. You will be no longer a premillennialist. You'll no longer be a pre-trib rapturist. You'll be in apostasy and you'll be in heresy. I've been preaching a lot on the Calvinists lately. And if any of you birds are listening, listen up. The reason you're messed up, you try to put the church right there. And by the way, if you read Romans 9, 10, and 11, that's talking about Israel. When it talks about the elect in Romans 9, where that bunch of Calvinists trying to say, you're born to be saved, you're born to be lost, that is none other than corporate Israel and election to service. God never predestined anybody to heaven and predestined anybody to hell. Somebody help me preach. But here's what you got to do. To come up with that in chapter 9 of Romans, you got to take the church and put it in Matthew 24. Good preaching, Reverend. Hey, don't get me wrong. I'm going to get some hate mail from them buzzards tonight. And anybody that teaches that doctrine, it's right out of hell. I'm glad God came to save the whole world. Well, did I get enough of that in? I want you to know you've got to know context. You said, can you even prove any of what you just said? Well, let me read you one verse before we get all this together. And if I go past 1 or 2 weeks, will y'all be okay? Because I want y'all to be excited the time we get to Jubilee. See, if the church is going out, and it is, before the tribulation, and the tribulation looks like it's almost here, then glory to God, maybe this will be the last Jubilee before the coming. We might not even get there. us. Huh? One verse. Let me show you this verse to give you context. Thank you, son. I about lost it. In verse number 9, I want to ask y'all this. Now, in verse 8, it said that these are the beginning of sorrows. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, Matthew 24 is the tribulation period. And I'll explain that in a little bit. But then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you. And ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Now, I want to ask this congregation, do you have any clue who he was talking about right there? Anybody got any clue? How many of you got a half a notion you know? Raise your hand. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Israel. That's the children of Israel. That's the group. Oh, Tony, I'm getting happy. That is the group when God called Abraham out of the land of Ur and told him to leave and go to a place he'd never been before, and I'll make you a great nation. That's the nation. And it's always been hated. It was hated during World War II. And I hate to say this. It is hated now. And I personally think, and you can have what pen you have, and I hope I'm wrong, that America is already said goodbye to Israel. If the Lord came today, I do not think America would be a sheep nation. And that's a lot of preaching. I won't get me on that right now. You say, what do you mean? We got a president that is not pro-Israel. And I want y'all, I'm going to go slow. If I don't get into all this, y'all just let your heart not be troubled. I'm going to preach a while, then I'll quit, then I'll do some more. But I want you to know something. Why is it that when planes flew into our buildings, we went and defended ourselves? But 1,200 rockets in one day went into Israel, and they're not allowed to. And those people in Gaza is nobody but the Israelites. And God never recognized Israel, because when Isaac came along, he said, Abraham, thine only son. I tell you, there's only one recognized. Not Mohammed, not Buddha, but the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. He is the only one can save. He's the only one can redeem us. He's the only one can help us. He's the only one can deliver us.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Lord, have mercy. Let me... let me give you something to make it. Go to one verse before I go on in this real quick. I'm going, don't worry. I'm just going slowly. Go to Jeremiah 30, please. Just for a minute. Jeremiah 30. When you get there, say amen. Jeremiah 30. Jeremiah 30. Y'all there? Amen. Well, I haven't got there. My Bible's sticking together. Hallelujah. Go to verse 6. And go to verse 7. Then I want you to look at me. Stay over Matthew 24. Then I want you to make a note in your margins of Matthew 24. Look at Jeremiah 30. And verse number 8. Ask you now. And see whether a man doth travail with child. Wherefore do I see every man with his hands on his loins as a woman in travail, and all faces are turned into paleness. Alas, for that day is great, so that none other is like it. Listen, it is even the time of Jacob's trouble. Now listen. Please don't try to put the church here. but he shall be saved out of it. Who in the world is going to be saved out of Jacob's trouble? Israel! So, what happened to Jacob when he had the wrestling match? What did they call him? What was his name changed to after the wrestling match? Come on, church! Israel! This Matthew 24, Chad, is the time of Jacob's trouble. Now, let's travel a little bit. You said, why are they going to have a tribulation for anyway? I'm going to tell you why. God's going to punish the Gentile nations. Every nation that has went up against God, God is going to punish them. He's going to bring judgment on them. The wrath of God is going to fall on this earth. Somebody ought to raise your hand if you're saved. And thank God you ain't going to be there when the wrath of God comes. Because the Bible said about the church, we're not appointed to wrath. Somebody help me preach. But we are saved from the wrath to come. So don't let none of them knuckleheads say you're going through the tribulation period, because we're delivered from the wrath to come. Am I preaching?
Yep. Amen.
Second purpose for the tribulation period is to purge the people of Israel. You said, what kind of state are they in right now? They're blinded. They're judicially blinded. You said, why were they judicially blinded? So that the wild olive branch could be grafted in. You said, who in the world's a wild olive branch? You. You. The church of the living God, the blood washed, we've been grafted in. We're children of God because of we're Abraham's seed through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody I'll just take out and shout glory. Now, all right. Now, can y'all do two things at once? If I tell you to do something, can you? Here's what I want you to do. Stay right there, but turn your pages over to Revelation 6 and just some way put your finger there. Okay? I'm going to do it, you do it. Okay? Verses 1 through 14. I want you to put in your notes how the tribulation commences. Let's do some looking at the first three verses. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple. And he said, his disciples came to him to show him the buildings of the temple. How many's been to Israel with me? How many's ever been to Israel? Okay? Do you remember when we went up on the Mount of Olives? How many of y'all remember that? This is where Jesus was. He's sitting on the Mount of Olives. He's looking down over the city. Right over there to the right, right almost just about like that. He's looking at the eastern gate. By the way, that's where he's going to come in and come into the eastern gate and sit on the throne of David. Somebody help me preach. And Jesus said unto him, see not all these things. Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And by the way, in 70 AD, they were thrown down by when Titus came in.
Amen.
And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto them privately. They wanted to know more. You know, I wish our churches would want to know more. I want to know about this. I want to know my hope. I want to know what's happening. How about you? Says, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming? And the end of the world, or end of the age. Ladies and gentlemen, I want all y'all to know this so you can get this down. When he said, what is the sign of thy coming? He's not talking about the sign of the rapture. The rapture's a mystery. The church is a mystery. Try to find the church in the Old Testament. You're not going to do it other than in type. The church is a mystery. He's not talking about the rapture of the church. He's talking about the revelation of Christ. But ladies and gentlemen, I'll show you the days to come. He's coming after us at the rapture. and we'll not see the tribulation. And we'll come back with him in the revelation. Whew. Everybody having fun? Now, here's what Jesus said. And let's and write down your notes how the tribulation commences. And this is all I'll get tonight. I want to get to one point real bad. And I hope I do. I may hurry there. Because I want to show you something that happened last Sunday. And you didn't even notice it. A couple people did. And maybe many of you didn't even notice it. But when I read it, I went, what? What? Whoop, whoop, whoop. But here. Jesus answered and said unto him, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Now, if you lay down, go over to Revelation 6, please. Just stay there a moment. I'm going to go back and forth. How many's got your hand in both places? Okay. Revelation 6. By the way, it commences the tribulation, Colton, with spiritual deception. The Antichrist is the spiritual deceiver. Somebody say amen. Amen. And by the way, can I tell y'all, the spirit of the Antichrist is here right now.
Amen.
And I believe right now you're seeing formation of things that's going to happen during this tribulation period.
Right.
All this government control, all this stuff that you see going on right now. Ladies and gentlemen, lift up your eyes, for your redemption draweth nigh. Now look here. Let me show you something. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard as it were the noises, chapter 6 of Revelation. And one of the four beasts said, come and see. And I saw, wow, and behold a white horse. Is that Jesus? No. But the Antichrist will be a counterfeit Christ. Notice here. And he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, that he went forth conquering and to conquer. I'm not going to go into the 70 weeks of Daniel, but at the end of the 69th week, there's a gap. That's the church period. And the 70th week will commence with a peace treaty between the Antichrist. Listen to me. And Israel.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, they haven't had peace over there. They're begging for peace over there. And the one that will bring temporary peace will be this deceiver, will be this ungodly person called the Antichrist. Y'all still with me? How many's getting a little bit already?
Amen.
Now I want you to notice, verse 6. This may be where I am tonight, Chad. I'll try to get through verse 7. Maybe. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And I'll stop there a moment, because the next one's another part. In verses 6 through 13, I see social devastation. It'll be marked by disruptions, by war. The Antichrist that comes in as a peace candidate will turn into and get on a red horse, which is the war horse. Now, turn. Y'all mind turning your Bible one more time? I'm running out of fingers. Turn to Ezekiel 38. Sean, you know where I'm going. I'm about to lose my skin right here. Last Sunday, when no one was looking, in the midst of this battle over in Israel, there was a phone call made. You said, who was the phone call to? Now, I want y'all to read this, and I'm going to tell you. Are y'all still with me?
Amen.
You with me?
Yes,
read Ezekiel 38. If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, now, I may take more time to explain all this, but I'm going to tell you what it is right tonight, and then we'll go into it in depth later. Son of man, set thyself against Gog and Magog, and the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal, and prophesy against you. You said, who in the world is Gog and Magog? We're talking about Russia. The bear of the north. Somebody with me? And say that, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against thee, Gog. God hates communism and socialism. Quiet in here. The chief prince of Meshach and Tubal, those two cities in Russia. And I will turn thee back and put hooks into thy jaws. And I will bring thee forth, and all thine army, and horses, and horsemen, and all them clothed with sorts of armor, even a great company with bucklers and shields, all them handling swords. Now listen. Look at verse 5. Write your notes. Y'all getting something out of this?
Yeah. Yeah.
Persia. Write it down. Iran.
Right.
Who is the greatest enemy of Israel outside of Russia? Iran. Who is funneling money into Hamas? Sending the rockets to Hamas and to Hezbollah, who are attacking Israel? Iran. And they're getting their stuff from Russia and North Korea. I am about to lose my mule. Let me show you this confederacy. Ethiopia and Libya with them, and all of them with a shield and helmet. Now notice verse 6. This is another enemy of ours. Gomar. You said, who's Gomar? Germany. They were in on the first Holocaust. Quiet in here. And the house of Togarmah. Y'all with me? How many's with me? How many of y'all don't know who Togarmah is? Just raise your hand if you don't know. That way you get to learn. All right, let me tell you who it is. Togarmah is Turkey. Last Sunday, right under your nose, last Sunday, the president, or whatever you call that joker, from Turkey, Erdogan, called Putin and said, we must form an alliance to be a deterrent to Israel. And the works right now they're going to do, they're talking about putting a military force in the Gaza Strip to protect those people in the Gaza Strip. Right in your newspaper. Right before your nose. I say to you, the war with Russia won't happen until after the church is gone. Okay? I know that. Now hear me. If that is true, and I am telling the truth,
amen,
then how close is it for you to go?
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's forming right now. Are y'all with me?
Right.
It's forming right now. Wow, churches are dying, and churches are asleep, and churches are apathetic and pathetic. And the world is on fire, and we've closed our eyes. All of us starting to work around us. We need to get out and get everybody saved we can.
Amen.
Y'all all with me?
Yes, sir.
I want you to know. You say, how is Russia going to get defeated? It ain't going to be by the United States. God's supernaturally going to put a hook in their jaw. And all of them, is it about a seventh or eighth? And correct me, I may be wrong. It's one of the two, eighth or seventh of them. Everybody will die but eighth or seventh. Somebody look at that and you tell me later. I got so much on my brain right now. You can understand. Now let me give you. Go back to Matthew 24. Y'all, ants, keep your fingers. I'm trying to get off this wagon, but I'm having a hard time. Y'all with me? Now, for nation shall rise against nation. How many seen that? And kingdom against kingdom. Now notice this. And there shall be famines. And what else? Pestilence. You know what COVID-19 is? How many of y'all know what COVID-19 is? It's a pestilence. It's a disease. Hello? I want y'all to know something. If you think COVID-19 is bad, you have no clue what's going to happen after the wars and rumors war. First, this is the first half of tribulation, and I'll slow down and bring it back next week. 25% of 7.6 million people in the first 3.5 years are going to die. How are they going to die? They're going to die from war, from famine, and from pestilence. Now, let me show you all this. Turn back to Revelation 6. Y'all with me? How many's with me? You're still alive. I'm closing it down. I know I got. I don't want to, but I'm going to. I think. Now notice this. In verse 5. And when they had opened the third seal, I heard the beast say, come and see. And I beheld, and lo, a black horse. And he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. And I heard a voice in heaven, or in the midst of the four beasts, saying, a measure of wheat for a penny. Hold it. Put your finger down there. Look at me. Look at me. In Bible days, a penny would buy 8 measures of wheat. So, 7/8 of the food supply in the world will be destroyed. Woo. How many glad you ain't over here? Just wanting to know. Now notice this. And 3 measures of barley for a penny. You know what barley was fed to? Animals. 3. In Bible days, a penny would buy 24 measures of barley. But only 1/8 of the food needed to take care of horses and animals will be left. And there's going to be death. And where there's death and sickness, there's pestilence. And by the way, there ain't going to be no vaccine to be able to help that. Somebody help me preach. I don't know if you know this, but 86,400 people are starving every day. 2,592,000 people are starving every month. 31,104,000 every year. 75% of the deaths are infants and children under 5. No wonder it said in Matthew 24, beware of those that are with suck in those days. Those who are pregnant during those days. Won't even have enough food and enough milk to feed your babies. Y'all all with me? I'm trying to find a place to land this 747. I'm getting there. Just stay with me. I promise you I'm on the way. Whew. Then look here. Earthquakes in diverse places. Oh, y'all, go back to Revelation 6. I'm done with this. Go back to Revelation 6. Lord, have mercy. and look down to verse 12. And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal. And lo, there was what? Say it. A great earthquake. And the sun became black as sackcloth of hair and moon and became as blood. There are going to be natural disasters. It's going to be a terrible time. Now, in verse 8, Dave Chapman, write this down, everybody. And all these are the beginning of sorrows. This is just the first 3.5 years. I ain't got to the second half. I ain't got to the trumpet judgments. I haven't got to the vow judgments or the bowl judgments. And I say to you, if you read your Bible, and I'm done, the church is taken out in Revelation 4. See, here's what he's going to do. He's going to come and get us in the air. We'll be judged at the judgment seat. We'll live 7 years in heaven while things are going on down here on the earth. And this will be repeated several times. And at the end, we're coming back. And we're going to have a marriage. And we're going to mount up on white horses. And we're going to follow the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. But I'm just giving you the first part. Ladies and gentlemen, let me ask you a question. How many of y'all agree with me? We're seeing some of that now. I mean, not full bloom. Not full bloom. But we're seeing it now. And hold it. You said, what's all this government control about? Well, don't you know? The Antichrist is going to have, they're going to be a one world government. Yeah. One world monetary system. One world food. Right. And everything you've seen is leading you to that. The Bill Gateses. Sure. The Bezos, or whatever you call that lunatic. Who's that guy? I didn't say it right. But you know what I'm talking about. Don't you think that crowd ain't in cahoots with this?
Amen.
They control this economy.
Sure.
You say, well, how can you say that? Because the spirit of Antichrist is working right now.
Amen. Right.
Formulating everything around us. Now, all this is bits and pieces that only can give you a little tonight. But how many of you since I give you a little, one a lot? You ought to. By Jubilee time, maybe. Wouldn't it be good? Maybe the first day of Jubilee. The trumpet sounds. That ought to thrill your heart. But Tony, that ought to do one more thing to us. Every person in this room that has anybody they know is lost ought to be on this altar tonight crying out to God that they can be reached. Before it's everlasting too late.
Amen.
My invitation is, if you're not saved or sure you're saved, come and get saved. But my invitation is, if you've got somebody on your heart that you want to be delivered from the wrath to come before it all happens, you need to come around here and pray. Stand with me. I'm finished. Lois, sing something. I'm going to pray. Come and pray. Even so, Lord Jesus, come quickly.